to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Welcome back. Welcome to the Resettled Radio. This is Ngalwa Shul in the studio with you. And we have a guest. is not a guest, but he's a member of ARCC, but it's his first time to be here. He will always be here in the studio with me, Mr. Henoch. Welcome to the program.
It's nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
We have a lot to talk about today. We have a lot of things coming up. We have a summit. So summit will be on the 2nd of November. So there's a youth thing comes once a year. And we have next Saturday, the youth tournament. And we just concluded the ARCC monthly meeting. It has been a while since we had the last one. And yesterday one was so interesting. So these are some of the things that we want to catch up, and some of the things that happened in the past two or three weeks ago. We also just concluded Ethiopian New Year, so something exciting. So we have a lot to talk about. And let me play music, and then we'll come back. So you will hear from us, and then these are some of the things that we'll be talking about. Let's have Ethiopian music.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. We're coming back to you.
Stop it.
That's Abby Lakel, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's good. Eh?
Yeah.
She's amazing. She has amazing voice. You know, I grew up in the Ethiopian music people like Yeshim Abed and Nwaida Bebe and all those old guys, Mahmoud Mohammed, and yeah, it used to be great during those days. But now things have changed, and a lot of music industries have come in.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, as you say, like, you know, those artists you mentioned earlier were like stars, superstars at that time. Of course, they are shining still, but, you know, the music scene is a bit changed since like, the last few decades.
Yeah.
But, you know, these superstars are still
yeah. Yeah. But for those who don't speak Amharic, you know, you don't need a translator. You know, when it comes to the music, you go with the tune.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I always listen to
like Ethiopian music, really.
Yeah, I always listen to the African music, Congolese music. I don't know what they say, but you know, I dance to the tune. So.
Yeah. According to some people who really appreciate African music. Rhythm is really different from what we hear across the
country. Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, like the Congolese music, for example, Papa Wemba, if you take...
Oh, yeah, Papa Wemba is, like,
his
always
music
great.
Universal.
Yeah,
music
yeah.
Universal.
People like Bellabel. Those guys.
So, you know, it has got a unique rhythm. You can tune yourself to.
Yeah.
So that you can enjoy African music as well. Man, that's
anyway, music everywhere. It's awesome. Yeah, it has no boundaries.
Yeah.
Awesome. We will talk about that later. We will come back to it because we will talk about the Ethiopian New Year. So it cannot go without the music. So we will come back to it. And let's talk about our yesterday meeting, the monthly meeting. I think this is one of the most amazing, productive meetings. We had this guy by the name Heron. Heron is running Aspire to Business, Aspire to Trades. Yeah, he's offering a lot of training sessions with the resettlement communities. And it used to be Aspire to Business, but he got a promotion according to his narration. For those who are listening, he will be live next week here, and he has a lot of great stuff that he will talk about. You know, he's doing a lot of change in the community, trying to get out the young boys and girls to the training, 6 months training. You get a certificate. You know, it can be welding, it can be painting, it can be construction, it can be anything. But once you get that certificate 6 months, you are not going back without a job. That's what it is. And he promised that, you know, you're going to get a job. I think it was a very good one.
Yeah. The thing I like most from yesterday's presentation from this guy, they do different changes. Like, it's not limited to a kind of proficient or a kind of vocational training, but they got varieties of trainings. So, like, young people, according to their choice, can join one of those trainings. Yeah, and finally, you know, they give startup things so that you can go and get a job as well. Mm. So that's really good.
Yeah, yeah. Because it was like giving assurances. Hey, because one guy was asking, so what assurances are you going to give? Are you sure that if someone gets death certificate, so definitely there will be job? And they, sure, yeah, 100%. It was like positive.
Yep, that was a very important question, of course. Yeah, mm-hmm. From gentleman.
Because one of the things for us here is not that we are not capable, but the thing is, if someone has not shown you the way, how would you start? Because that's where the problem is in the resettlement community. So you're stuck. You don't know where to start. That's the problem. You come from a different environment, different cultural background, and then when you come here without the language, it's like rebuilding your life once again, you know. And if you don't know anybody, because I know in the community there are people who not know even members of their communities, you know. So when things like that come up, trainings, you know, networking, all of those, you know, they blend together. So I think it's something. Yeah. I think the Aspire to Threat is doing an amazing thing, and the guy actually lives in Wellington, and not in Wellington, in Hamilton.
Hamilton, yeah.
Yeah. And he came all the way from Hamilton, and he frequently comes to Auckland to train people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great change made by one man.
Yes, yeah. Yes, in fact. Yeah, you know, as a community member, like we got a lot of young people who are out of work or employment this time. And it's not because, you know, they don't want to work or they don't want to go out and, you know, look for a job. But there's not services are, you know, all around, like, you know, they're available, but the people, I don't know, like, don't have that clue and don't have that how to access all these services available.
Yeah, because that's
so this kind of vocational training, workshop, but really important
workshops,
for
trainings,
young people.
Yeah, because accessibility, that's where the ARCC comes in.
Yes.
Because we are like, hey, you want a training, this is where you're going to be. Like, those who are, you know, wanting to be trained for vocational stuff, this is where the ARCC can come in handy, trying to bridge the gap. You know, I think we are the link, and then we will be trying to take them to where the services are available. And okay, if you are listening and you have young people with you, you can try to get us, so that we can get all of Irene. Irene is carrying out a very good training for our young people, girls, boys. You know, the thing is, it is sponsored by the government of New Zealand, and there is a connection with this study link.
Yeah.
And so there's a loan, like $3,000.
Yeah, $3,000.
So interest-free, you know, your loan is not growing, so you will bring it back like a capital, and it is worth it. So according to his testimony, he said one boy got a job for $24.50. So, you know, just a completion of one course, and then the boy landed on the job. No, on the first day.
Yeah.
So things like that, you cannot find them in the community if you don't come out and try to know what is going around. So you will not get anywhere.
Yeah. See? Yeah. Mm. That's really good opportunity for young people, and those young people who are listening to us this time could get ready for next week, because we're going to bring in him in the studio.
Yeah.
So that he can clarify everything, other concerns or questions you've got. So yeah, stay tuned.
Even I remember when he was doing his presentation, he did not have enough time, and the time was so tight. I know time is not always a good friend. And if he comes to the studio, he will have 1 hour in the studio. So compared to 20 minutes he had, so that would be a good time to lay out all the policies and what is going on between, you know, him and the government and the community and all of that, how it revolves around, is only one man helping the resettlement community.
Yeah, he would explain all of those things.
Yeah, as long as you know people.
Which even yeah. night. So it will be a massive opportunity for young people to listen to this guy.
Yeah, it's very amazing. It's really great. It's doing great things. You know? Yeah, it's not very common. It's not very common that one person would do all those, you know. But it's very great. Somebody coming all the way from Hamilton, imagine.
Yeah. And the other thing, what we need to mention for young people who are listening to us right this time, this gentleman has got a gender-specific CD as well for, like, girls or young ladies. So it's not going to be a problem who young ladies want to be part of this training or this program. Mm. So they could get even a woman mentor. So that would not be a problem as well.
Yeah.
So it's a gender-focused one.
It's a gender-focused one.
Cool.
And I like the way he laid it out. You know, it was, you know, flat. You know, flat out. This is really good, and especially for the young people from the age of what, 17 or 17
yeah,
and a half?
17 and a half.
Yeah, because he was talking about the age limit. It has no, the limit is up to 60. So even if you are 60 years old, so you know you have a place, and you know there's no way you should be saying you are old enough not to go to school. No, learning has no age.
No age limit, yeah. Yeah, that's obvious, really. And you'll rejuvenate yourself even if you're even more than, you know, 45 and 50.
Yeah, I remember one guy, when I lived in Kenya, I think it was 1999, something like that, close to 2000. One guy, he was 80-some, I think 80, 85, in the early 80s, actually. And he graduated in primary school. He was all over media that time, and when he was interviewed, he said, you know, it was my dream to finish my primary school. He was kind of a guy who grew up in a Mau Mau, you know, the colonial era and all of those times, those hard times. He started his education, but he did not finish his primary school. So he had that dream that one day he would finish his primary school level. And he did at the age of 80 plus. So that's amazing.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of stories related to this age concern. You know, so we had, like, you know, an American guy who went to school at the age of 70-something and graduated at the age of 90 from high school.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of stories, very inspiring stories.
I think we will make it our research that because America, I know one guy from the Senate, from American Senate, he graduated, I think it was 2008, he graduated from School of Law. He did not have a law degree, but he wanted to have one. He graduated at the age of 92.
Amazing.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
In a law school.
Yeah. This is something fabulous, really.
Yeah. This is...
Yeah. Actually, it's not about men. Even there are old ladies, old women who went back to school. You know, as you know, that many women in Africa are... just drop out of school because of different reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
So once they get a chance and they can come back to school, even, you know. So we need to inspire people.
Types
of stories.
And one of the problem is, you know, you might have started school a long time ago, maybe 20 years ago, and now you say, you don't have that desire anymore to go back to school. No, that's wrong. That's wrong idea. And there's no gap for knowledge, you know. It's knowledge is so expensive to get.
Yeah.
So if you are here in this country, I think you are one of the lucky few. And there's no excuse that you should say there's no way for you to go back to school. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
If you are looking for a proper time, there's no proper time. You will never get it.
Yeah,
sure.
And for those people living in New Zealand, really, this country got really a place for people who want to go back to school.
Yeah.
So, you're in a conducive environment if you really want to resume whatever you
start from. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
And people are so lucky.
Really?
That we even live in this country, you know, the national language is English. So compared to those of people who live in Europe, you know, it takes you a while to learn in English.
Yeah.
Unless you come from a wealthy background, that's when you go to English school. But here you just get it. Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah.
That's very amazing.
Of course. So a very nice environment for those who really wish to go back to school and get a degree or a diploma.
Yeah.
So we really aspire people.
There's no way you can say you cannot go back to school now. And Obama also made it very nice that I think he changed the law. If you want to go for a 2 years diploma in the States, it is free. They call it what? Come back something. Yeah, something come back. Yeah, so, you know, this is something that it should be encouraged across the board. You know, it doesn't matter where you are. So if even if you're not going to get a job, but the fact that you're going to be able to do your own things, you know, fill out all your forms by yourself, you know, it builds confidence. No.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Knowledge is all about living. Like when you have something which you don't know before, so it will give you confidence, and it will boost your confidence. You know, wherever you go, whoever you talk to, and then you get a kind of instrument so that you can easily do things. So this education and knowledge is really, really vital. So that's not something we really tell the people. I think most of the people understand this.
True.
But what we really want to tell people, just who didn't have the chance to go to school, wherever they came from, they're like, you know, people from different backgrounds just have different stories. So that. But this is really a massive opportunity once they get into New Zealand. So the environment really conducive. What I feel is, so far, is really, really conducive for people who really want to proceed education. So, just get inspired.
Yeah, get inspired. Go to school. Yeah. Man, it just takes a decision. Okay, we are playing your music, and then we will come back. We have a lot to discuss, and please stay tuned. I'm playing to you music from Ethiopia. I will tell you the background about this music later, but listen to the music. Enjoy.
Stay tuned. Dira bulkal mit tatray way da no wal go chak kulur we chak ja kamrar ke tyag tyag wala tin ke doinde ora jan jagwa je bulan wa do kon jere di jaw kut Yenya ben wale lumne yang, 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 he 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 lumne yang. Jangan cuara, karena.
Lo mecha tim ta hedan ana jabao banangar chat goat o chor paru ya chao put liro 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 ye nya ber wale lune ya 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 ye 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 lune ya
Welcome back. Welcome to Resurrect Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. Welcome back. Welcome back, Enoch.
Yeah, very, very much appreciated.
Yeah, very much. It's very lively.
I really like this music.
This music, it has history. I think the music is in Nuer, and the guy who is singing is Oromo.
Yeah, his name is Asne. Yeah. I know a little bit about him.
Oh.
Yeah, that since the new government took power before 21 years ago, so a lot of young people are becoming musicians to sing different dialects of the country, like, as you know, that Ethiopia is one of the most diverse countries in the world. So this guy usually sing in collaboration with those young people from different backgrounds. Yeah. So, yeah, this is one of his greatest hit, yeah. I would say.
Aban loves that.
Yeah. Aban has got good ear to music.
He really loves that boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so amazing. Imagine, this is, I think he has, the guy, I think he has, he got a big heart. By the way, it's not very common in Africa. You come from a different community and sing songs in a different language, you know, from other communities. It's not very common. But I saw a lot of people in Gambela region where there are events, you know, community events and cultural events, and this guy will come in and then kick his song and, you know, and the floor will go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think when I sit back sometimes and I think I say it, wow, that's a huge achievement.
Yeah.
Yeah, for him.
Yeah. It's not only, but we like inside the country, mm-hmm. As a continent, when we talk about Africa. So we've got 54 countries, mm-hmm. Including South Sudan.
Yeah, including the youngest one.
The youngest one.
But so, they say the youngest baby is now very sick.
Very sick, of course. And hopefully he's going to be cured soon. Yeah, so like South African lady, you know, Maria Makeba.
Yeah, Maria Makeba.
This lady, yeah, sure. Of course, she's deceased right now, but... Yeah. She sang in Swahili in East Africa.
Yeah,
she
came
to East Africa, and she sang in Amharic as well, the working language. So, yeah. So even not only inside the country, but we need to adopt, you know, different cultures, different, you know, musics from different countries within Africa.
And this is how life it should be. You know, you should not be within your boundaries. You know, just go outside the box, you know, expand yourself.
Yeah.
You know, meet other communities. This is how, but he brought it to us through music, you know, in a different context. But you can bring it in any way. A lot of people have intermarriages, and we is good. You know, we are one people.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how we look like, how the color of our skin.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
There is an English word I really like, called blending.
Blending.
So just blending
blend
everything is really good.
Blend
it. Make it plain.
Make it blend.
Yeah.
You see, that's a very beautiful thing of him. Whenever I listen to this music, I really think about the boy that, you know, I don't know how he took it, but it was like a music to him, but he made a lot of changes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because even the Anyok and Nuer, they don't get along together, but when that music is on, you can see them dance together.
Together.
See?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what Bomali did. You remember the story of Jamaica, like... You know, Bob Marley is well remembered for the music he sang, just promoting peace and love amongst the people in Jamaica and across the world as well.
Yeah.
So music is such a massive instrument to keep people together.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And the boy is singing about the how you should have a passion about the music, about whatever you do, you know, be positive and... You know, things like that, young people and inspiring them, which is really very good. This is a community development, I can say. See?
In fact. In fact, it is it.
Yeah, let's... Ethiopian New Year. Now it's 2010, right?
Yeah. A lot of people say that Ethiopia is 7 years behind the world, but we Ethiopians say we're leading the world by 7 years.
By 7 years. in another way.
In another way.
Wow, 2010.
Yeah.
It was, for those who do not know, Ethiopian New Year comes in September 11th.
Yeah, on the 11th of September every year.
Every year, yeah. not American September 11th, of course.
Yeah, but it's worst memory, of course. Worst memory.
This is, you can wash it down with a New Year, 7 years behind.
Yeah.
Which is not bad.
Yeah, what makes it different, like maybe if people are interested in knowing how Ethiopian calendar is different.
Yeah, that's what would be my question.
I'm not that much knowledgeable in this area, but what I've been told before. So the Julian calendar is a calendar followed by Ethiopians for more than 3,000 years. So it's liturgical one. It has got a church background. So, as you know, that Ethiopian language, culture...
I thought it was associated with the Coptic Church.
Yeah, the Coptic Church.
Yeah.
So, that is... I think Ethiopia is the only Coptic Church or Celtic Church-affiliated church that follows this Julian calendar.
I remember I used to go to the Coptic Church when I was in Metu, because there was no any other church in Metu. It was about a Coptic church. Yeah, that's where I used to go.
Yeah.
That was my first time to be in a Coptic church, by the way.
So it's not the Gregorian calendar Ethiopia following. It's a Julian calendar.
It's a Julian calendar.
Yeah, because of the church influence.
Hmm. So you attended the celebration here in Auckland?
No, unfortunately, I missed that one. But I really regret still.
You know, the way I miss it, I was informed, and ARCC was informed officially to be to deliver keynote speech that day, And I was the one organizing that. And then I told Aban about it, and then Aban was like, yes, let's go. I say, it's going to be next Saturday. Why is it going to be this Saturday? See how I mess things up.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to the next Saturday, then we dress up trying to go there, and then we try to call God. Oh, no, that thing
somebody
is already
passed
last week. Oh, come on, man.
Wow.
So you guys are behind 7 years, so I'm behind seven days.
7 days. Eris is behind 7 days, behind the world. Wow, that's really
amazing. I think Ethiopian New Year is going to be ARCC year, I think. I think we can make it our year.
Yeah. No, why not? What I heard was it was really nice celebration on the eve of September 11, and maybe a couple of days before September 11.
Yeah, before September
11. Yeah, so the community brought one of very prominent artists, singer from the United States.
Oh, that's good.
So he presents a lot of songs related to the culture and the people's history and the struggle that people are making against the government in
Yeah.
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 So it was really...
I was sad that I miss it. I really wanted to be part of it, and... You know, it was my schedule that went wrong. I think I did everything in reverse.
Next year.
And for people who do not know, actually, Ethiopia has 13 months.
Yeah, 13 months of sunshine.
So,
we call it 13 months of sunshine.
13 months of sunshine. Let's talk about this a minute. So it was like and a month that has 31st, so it will be like 30, and then all those 31st days, and then one collected, and then it becomes another 1 month. Because the 13 month, how many days does it have?
It depends, in every year, it's a leap year. So every 4 years, the days are changing.
Five.
Yeah, for example, it could be 5 this year, and after 4 years, it could be 6.
Yeah.
But maximum is 6, and
six.
At least is 5. So, as I told you, this one has a background of that story we talked earlier. It's also like related to the calendar.
Yeah,
the country
because
follows.
I really need to find out how the 13 month comes about, and what is behind, that has driven it to be that way. I really want to know.
I'd like to explain that, but as I told you, my knowledge in that area is still limited.
Yeah,
But according to those scholars in the church, they claim that there is a special estimation of days with the church.
Mm.
So these 30 months would come after such calculation, a such estimation that the church does every year. Maybe next time we can.
I think we will do research about that.
We'll ask people so that we can present the right.
Yeah, the good thing we have in the resettlement committee, we have a lot of elders in the Ethiopian community who would really know.
So they could explain.
That's when it comes to all is gold.
yes, always. And Africa is a continent full of elders who are really knowledgeable.
Yeah. So you know a lot from them. I remember when I was in South Sudan. That was in the 80s, and I could not stop asking my uncle. He was very old at that time, and he would tell you his stories all the way to the morning. It was like, it was very enjoyable.
And there is an old saying about African leaders that, African elders are considered to be libraries in Africa among a lot of communities across the continent. So, elders are always respected, and they got a lot of things, a lot of knowledge. Yeah, even when we become like professors or physicians, when we sit together with the elders, still we are students.
Yeah.
That's indigenous knowledge.
Oh, man. That's so awesome. Let's play music a little bit, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about a lot of things. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Rasara Radio. This is Rasara Radio brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. You're us, Galo Shul and Henok in the studio.
Yeah.
This is a music from South Sudan. I don't even know the name of the artist, but the music is really good.
Yeah, I like it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's talking about the history and how proud he is, you know, to be in that, to be who he is and the tribe he comes from and, you know, trying to preach peace and, you know, things like that. I think, yeah, up to...
Sound is good, right?
Yeah, sounds good. That's really good music. Yeah, we have a lot of things that will be coming up in a few days to come. We have big day in November the 2nd. That is going to be a summit. You were not here last year. We ran our summit. It was really a very good one. It was not a summit, but it was ARCC 11th year anniversary. So we combined it. It included the summit. It included the anniversary. It included the Beyond Refuge launch. It was 3-in-1. It was so huge. Yeah, it was so big, and a lot of people came from all over New Zealand to attend this. A lot of our friends, a lot of our partners, and you know those who know us and. Plus, of course, the ARCC communities, and we did a lot of dancing in
<Wow.
Manabad. laughs> I think it will apply this year. I don't know. We did not do any. We did not take the names of the communities that will be participating in dancing and multicultural dancing and all of that. I think it's not going to happen. But I think it's going to be huge.
Yeah, I'm still learning about ARCC's. Past events, but this one is going to be one of the most important events in ARCC calendar.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, that last year you did it fabulously. Yeah, a lot of people turned out to be there, and you raised very important issues. You present a lot of traditional activities, performances, so people loved it, really. This year, it's not going to be something... related to culture or performances, but it's going to be like a consultation kind of forum.
That
we invited individuals from the government side, from NGOs, so that they can deliver a speech on that day. And there's going to be a workshop as well, so that people will raise whatever
the
problem the committees have. So that, a lot of consultation would be happening on that day. So we will call upon people to present some service on that day.
Yeah,
a lot would come out.
Yeah, and also we there's no limit. We don't invite people through the people we know. So we invite everybody. Even if you are not invited, don't feel like you don't want to come because you are not invited. Everyone is invited, even if you don't have. An official invitation from ARCC.
Yeah, that is obviously resettlement sector summit. Everyone resettled here, or anyone who wish to know more about resettled sector, so it's better to
come and know the history. And the thing is, ARCC is for the communities, and you know, it's a community-based organization. It's owned and run by a resettlement community.
Nothing so, without us.
So, nothing for us without us.
That is the best That is the best expression, really. Like,
and we move forward together.
Yeah.
So, it's happening on November the 2nd, 2017. And if you do not get an official invitation from ARCC, please don't hesitate to come. It will take place on at Mount Eden, I think. I think it's Mount Eden.
We will make sure. Still not confirm it, but you're right. That
I think it's Mount Eden. But you know, all the Saturdays we will talk about it, and you will get right until we will come with address, and then you will know. But the basic thing is, if you are not invited, please come.
Yeah.
Don't say because you do not have any official invitation. No, you are part of us. You are part of ARCC. ARCC is for the community. And so you are part of it.
For that. Yeah, another very important notice. On the 6th of November, Andrew Lockett from Immigration New Zealand, who deals with matters related to family reintegration or family...
The thing is, this is really a very good year for ARCC because Tier 1 and Tier 2, they have been suspended a long time ago, especially Tier 2. Tier 1 is not even working, but Tier 2, it has taken a long time since they put it out of, you know, of our map. And now they're reopening it. So there's a big meeting with
high-profile.
Yeah, high-profile officer is coming from the branch, from the very important branch. And so they will be there on November 6th.
Yeah.
And so
at the time, it's going to be 5 o'clock?
Yeah, it's going to be 5 to 7:30 at YMCA Mount Albert.
Yeah.
If you don't know the location, call ARCC at 846-0110.
Yeah.
Or you can just go to our page and online and then email us at admin@arcc.org.nz. You know, whether by email, by phone, or you can drop in at 82-869 New North Road, Mount Albert.
Once again, we'd like to remind you that this is a huge opportunity to face up with this high-profile government official.
Yeah, and so also it's very important
your questions.
Yeah.
And I think it is going to be productive.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. So until next time on Saturday, at this same time, we will be back and we will be engaging more with more to come.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Bear in mind that our bouquet of activities today will reflect a renewed sense of perception. On our lineup today, we have something...
Message classé confidentiel. En provenance d'Abidjan. Revo, revo, love it. N'importe qui ne peut danser. Petit Gola, elle a le secret. Ah, son devant, derrière peut tuer. Son jeu de rêve fait vibrer. Elle a tellement roulé ça, tout le monde est bon. Freaking mama. Comment parler de fidélité dans ce monde?
Jamais.
Si nos petits gosses sont de plus en plus jolis, jolis comme mes mamies Wanda. On gueule brique là au village, ça les porte de l'insolence. Aujourd'hui on se laisse,
on se laisse.
Aujourd'hui on se laisse, aujourd'hui on se laisse, aujourd'hui on se laisse.
That was our show for this week.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5, on Planet FM 104.6.
And on the web, www.plantaudio.org.nz/resetterradio.